You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 9th, 2022, and the Biden administration continues to say, nope, we're not going to extend more drilling and oil gas leases. Nope, we're not going to do anything to open up the Keystone Pipeline. We're just going to move along. And when it comes to gas prices that you are paying, not him, that you're paying, he says, quote, can't do much right now. Well, of course, even if he restored the pipeline order today or rescinded what he had signed and oil and gas leases were open up again, we couldn't not produce the energy immediately. It still takes time. But it's going to take a longer time before the whole world is shifted over to electric. And that's still going to involve fossil fuel in one way or the other at this point. The average gas price on January 6, 2021 was $2.25 per gallon. $2.25. Now, over $4.10 if you're lucky. Other areas are $5 and climbing. California's already hit $6. Trudeau, by the way, of Canada, is trying to sell some Canadian fossil fuels to Russian boycotters while trying to stay green. So let me get this straight. You can still get oil and gas while staying green? Well, at least that's what he's trying to do. All right, let's deal with the actual crisis that we have at hand. Obviously, the gas prices are a personal concern to you. But the Pentagon is now shooting down the Polish plan to transfer MiG-29s to Ukraine. Shooting down the Polish plan, they were going to give MiG-29s, World War II planes, to Ukraine, and we would then resupply them with newer jets. But the Pentagon is apparently saying, nope, not going to do that. And then when it comes to actually what's happening, the World Health Organization has documented attacks on Ukraine health facilities, at least 18 of them. Since the Russian invasion began. In other words, they've been sending in supplies, setting up hospitals, and the Russians are targeting them. Some of the Russian soldiers captured by Ukrainians admit, we didn't want to come here and fight you. We thought we were on a training mission. We didn't know it was going to be a war. In other words, Putin lied to them. And the protests continue in Russia, especially Moscow. And at last report, maybe approaching 10,000 or more have been arrested, jailed, and who knows if they'll ever see daylight again or even life again. And many of them are mothers upset that Putin is sending their sons all to be slaughtered because Zelensky and Ukrainians are doing a good job of fighting against these conscripts who are not really that well prepared. We are getting word that Patriot missile batteries have been positioned in Poland, and they are manned. Zelensky is still saying, we need those planes cover. Give us some airspace cover. And we have something like 2 million leaving already Ukraine, and it will probably be higher. But don't worry about that issue. President Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, said, yes, the Ukraine refugee crisis is a problem, but it pales in comparison to the wave of migration if we don't do something about, you guessed it, climate change. Oh, take note of this. Mark a happy face on your calendar, unless it changes. The question to Hillary Clinton, are you going to run again for president? No. Oh, come on, maybe? No. Maybe? No, I'm not. Write down happy face. I hope it doesn't turn to a frown.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Come on in, I'll be close to your mind.
Larry Connors, USA.
The Parental Rights and Education Bill says classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3. Parents could sue school districts for violations. Republican State Representative Joe Harding sponsored the House bill.
We want focus to be on those basic fundamental things, the reading, the writing, the math. And when discussions come up, as a dad of four kids, children ask questions. Discussions are going to come up. We can't ban a conversation. We can't ban a discussion. That's not what we're doing.
Nationwide, there are 18 similar bills moving through 9 state legislatures. The advocacy group, the Trevor Project, has denounced them. It says its research shows LGBTQ students who learned about LGBTQ issues or people at school had 23% lower odds of reporting a suicide attempt in the past year.
You may have LGBTQ youth who do not have a supportive home environment. So wouldn't the school be a safe place? And isn't that necessary?
I think the schools are a safe place, and they need to continue to be a safe place.
This wouldn't change that.
This doesn't change a school being a safe place.
That is the response again of the Florida bill sponsor, I should say. The Florida Senate passed that bill yesterday that would prohibit classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in the state's primary schools. Critics are saying this bill, passed by the House last month, is really the Don't Say Gay bill. One Democrat during the debate yesterday said this is going to endanger the safety of LGBTQ students and adolescents. The Parental Rights in Education Bill passed mostly along party lines, and it adds to our current culture war, obviously. You have to take down U.S. flags in some classes because it's offensive to students. You're in the U.S. of A, and you should be damn thankful you are, but that flag is offensive to you now? How many Ukrainian people do you think would love to be here and have their children in that classroom? Well, of course, Hollywood actors, the White House, are all getting involved in this because it's a drumbeat, and we get everybody marching to that drumbeat. And it's all based on a lie for the most part of the critics of the Florida bill. Larry, you're pretty strong about that. Yeah, I am. It is a lie. Now, I want you to hear in a moment Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, challenging a reporter on that very issue I just raised. But before we do that, do you send your kids to school to be educated or indoctrinated? It's already bad enough, isn't it? And you've had it, maybe you did it as a child, and you've had it now with your children, or as a grandparent now, you remember when your children did it. They would come home and say some outlandish thing the teacher said, and you'd say, well, that's not right. And they weren't trying at that time. At that time, they weren't pushing sexual identity, that the teacher says, I'm a boy, I should have an operation, which they're doing now, and hiding it from the parents sometimes. If the student says, I want to be no longer called James, but Janet, and I want to be referred to as a girl and a her and a she, and if the teacher fails to do so, the teacher might face dismissal. The school could face a lawsuit, and the parents may never even know this is happening. Or you have James, now as Janet, going into the girls' restroom, and we've had crimes documented. That doesn't happen all the time, but it has. And when you heard them say that, well, some of the LGBTQ community insists that teaching kids at this level really helps protect them, and it really lowers the possibility of suicide. If they're not being supported at home, maybe they'll be supported at school. That was the whole issue of the safe place. But if you're supporting a child in a lie, are you doing them any good? Maybe today you are. Tomorrow, you might be responsible for the child taking their life. And when they tell you it will reduce those suicides, we had a story on just the other day, did we not? Of a young girl who liked to play video games. And she was being bullied by other classmates. That is going to happen. It should not, but it's a fact of life. Kids pick on each other, and sometimes together they pick on one. It is wrong. It should be stopped. But it does not always have to do with sexual orientation. It has not necessarily anything to do with race or religion. It's just because a bunch of kids decide they're superior to that student. The other one's a nerd, and they're going to pick on them. Spitting their food at lunchtime, mark up their locker, so forth and so on. None of it is right, but it's what happens in many cases. But the other day when this girl complained she was being bullied, it happened only after they found her hanging in a bathroom stall. They got her down quickly enough, and then the school counselor moved in. They didn't call police. The school counselor talked to the girl, and she said, well, this is what they're saying about me, so maybe I am a boy. Maybe I'm in the wrong body. And the school counselor apparently went along with that as well. Did not call the parents until the second time the same child tried to hang herself in a bathroom. Then the parents were called. Then the police were called. And they were told that you do not have access to your child now. We're going to put her in a mental facility for a few days and evaluate her. And the parents thought, has she done something wrong? And then they heard what had happened, and their reaction would be like yours. Are you telling me that a couple days earlier, my child tried to hang herself, and you never notified me. And now she does it, and you call us in just to say we're taking her away from you because, what, we're doing something wrong at home? Well, I don't know what we're doing wrong. I have, and I have told you, friends, and I would call many of them close friends, that are homosexual. It is not my lifestyle, but I'm not judging. I'll leave all the judging to God as it should be. Unless there's an actual crime committed. And the majority of those I know are gay and admit they are, they're more conservative than folks who sometimes say they're conservative. And they do not like the idea and the fallacy and the stories that have gone around that every gay person is a pedophile. That's not true. Are there some? Yes. Are there some, quote, straight men who are having incest with their own kids? Unfortunately, yes. But now you've got schools and the effort to basically take your child and mold their mind around the fact that maybe things aren't good in your life, not because you're not trying hard enough, not because you're not sleeping well, not because of this or that or that, but maybe you were born the wrong gender or raised the wrong gender. The Parental Rights Education Bill, as it's officially known in Florida, is basically saying we're not going to teach some of this stuff to our younger students, and we're going to make sure parents are aware when a discussion like that comes up. It's got the support of Disney. The Disney CEO and a shareholder call this day said he had signed the Human Rights Campaign statement opposing the Parental Rights in Education Bill. And he's donating, here it comes, $5 million to that organization trying to stop it. Well, gee, Larry, if the Disney CEO is doing that and they're spending that kind of money, maybe it's a good idea. Now, maybe it is a don't say gay bill. It is not don't say gay bill. That very question came up to Governor Ron DeSantis by a reporter. And to his credit, DeSantis would have none of it. Listen to this, please.
Does it say that in the bill?
I know that you support.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill because you are pushing false narratives. It doesn't matter what critics say.
Well, it says it bans classroom instruction on sexual identity and gender orientation.
For who? For grades pre-K through 3. So 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. And the idea that you wouldn't be honest about that and tell people what it actually says, it's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives. And so we disabuse you of those narratives. And we're going to make sure that parents are able to send their kid to kindergarten without having some of this stuff injected into their school curriculum.
And that's the actual bill. Both houses have passed it, pretty much on partisan lines. DeSantis is signing it. Ahead of the vote yesterday, the 22-17 vote in the Senate of Florida, Republican Burgess said, "This bill says parents, your right to raise your children does not end when they walk in a classroom. This bill recognizes that parents are not the enemy. The bill simply says there should be an age limit on certain discussions. It's not a new concept. It's not radical." Well, also in an address to the Senate, a Democrat, the first openly gay Florida state senator, urged the colleagues to narrow the bill's language to say instruction should not be, quote, intended to change a student's sexual orientation or gender identity. He referred to some name-calling, and he had faced as a gay man. He said, I ask that you open up your hearts just a tad bit. Please do no harm. In other words, right in there, the instruction should be not be intended to change a student's sexual orientation or gender identity. The amendment failed. The bill does not stop any such discussions. It simply says it needs to be at the appropriate age level, and if it comes up because mommy and daddy are talking about it, or older brothers and sisters are talking about it, and then this kid asks, and they're much younger, there's going to be a discussion. Bring the parents in. Let them be informed and part of it. And help the child. Help the child. Don't isolate them. Don't slander and slur them. Don't laugh at them. Help them. And I've said before, if someone is that truly confused about their body, they need help. And all this bill does is say, parents, you still have control of your children, and we're not going to let this be taught in our schools, especially age inappropriate. Before we wrap up, I'm going to tell you what they're doing about still pushing CRT teaching. You think it's dead? Oh, no, it's not. But before that, more concerns about COVID lies. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Warning, 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 warning. The next few words coming in my mouth could certainly get me banned from Facebook. We're already under a YouTube ban because of something I said. Exactly what is not clear because they won't tell you. It had to do with elections, I think, because you are not allowed to say the 2020 election might have been rigged or might not have been exactly legit. You're entitled to have that opinion. You're just not allowed to express it on YouTube because they say that violates their policy because you're just not allowed to have that kind of idea. Kind of like when COVID came out, you were not allowed to say that COVID vaccines could be dangerous. Well, now the CDC director herself has admitted, yeah, there have been cases that things have happened. And as I mentioned in the prior hour, and I will spend some time on it again, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's one of those deeply involved in research on vaccines, was taking part in a forum in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And his basic statement comes down to one line. The CDC got caught hiding data. Got caught hiding data. No surprise there, right? Dr. Fake calling Dr. Fake. Where are you, Dr. Fake? You're still going to have to answer some questions. But Dr. Peter McCullough is saying that, and he's a renowned cardiologist. He said, we're looking at various peer review studies, the Centers for Disease Control Prevention, government documents. And one of the things he points out, it was clear vaccines were not sufficiently tested and important groups were excluded, like pregnant women. And yet with no data on safety, pregnant women were encouraged and in some cases forced to take vaccines. Because if they want to go back to their job, they've got to be vaccinated. No, you have to do it now while you're carrying the baby. And yet no vaccine has been approved below the age of five, and those down to that age level are still, quote, experimental. Now, I do believe, and we saw with Trump's plan of warp speed, we can get vaccines out a lot quicker. We can cut a lot of red tape out. But I don't want to cut safety out. But I'm also of the belief that if you have something and you hear that it's available in Europe, you should not have to go to Europe to get it. You should be able to get it here. So I'm all for that. That's your choice and your physician. But Dr. McCullough is pointing out that what's going on here, looking at a paper out of Sweden, an enzyme is making a copy of DNA from the RNA in the RNA vaccines. He said on the CDC website, it says vaccines don't change a human genome. The paper that just broke last week is suggesting the CDC was gravely wrong. We should have had monthly safety reports to America if we're going to ask Americans to take an experimental vaccine. I would add, if we're going to demand that they take it. Again, I'm not anti-vax. I think it has saved lives. But there have also been some issues. There have been cases been documented of heart issues for many that were initially healthy. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, recording as many as 24,000 reports of people dying, 24,000 dying shortly after taking a COVID-19 vaccine, 34,000 reports of myocarditis or pericarditis, 44,000 reports from people permanently disabled with a host of conditions after the vaccine. Does it mean they're all linked together? We don't know. The studies are just beginning. In other words, there are still a lot of questions. But of course, big tech will shut you down if you try to examine them. But we're not done yet. We'll take a commercial break. Let me tell you about children and vaccines.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Larry Connors USA.
Kindergartners, I want to say to you that kindergartners are natural social justice warriors. Like I mentioned before, I see this all the time on the playground. That's unfair. And this is why it's unfair. This is the reason that it's unfair. And I think if we just build upon the mindset of a kindergartner, that it is fantastic. You can get them to do fabulous things
on social justice. Private school teachers nationwide implementing race essential curriculum trained by a Black Panther. That's a headline on Breitbart. And Breitbart, I think, was it Breitbart? Let me make sure it wasn't Project Veritas that did this. No, it was Breitbart that got some audio and video from some of these teaching sessions. And they will say it's private right now, but it's really going to go beyond that, I promise you. Because it's a way to continue to push critical race theory. And there you are hearing one of the teachers that appear in a slide presentation that they present for incoming teachers, and I'm going to let you hear her say it in full in a moment, but I want to just refer to a couple things she said right away. And she said, kindergartners are natural social justice warriors. Small activists, big impact. They are preying on children that are so young, they don't really know and understand a lot of things. The adults know exactly what they're doing. They're going to turn your child into a social justice warrior. I have a relative who is thinking about going to the University of Texas. I thought about doing that too myself years ago. Born in Austin, Texas. Thought, why not? And at that time, it would have been a good idea. But the University of Texas thought, you know, we need to have a more esteem placed upon us. So they start bringing in professors from Harvard and Yale and the rest of the Ivy League, and that added prestige. And those coming in brought their own baggage of what they taught and how they taught in their areas. And they had colleagues follow them. And, of course, at the same time, they're putting their ideas into the minds of young college students. Now, a college student you think would be smarter than a 3 or 4 year old pre-K school student. You think they would be. They may not always be. But for the sake of argument, let's say they are. So this relative of mine was saying, I want to go to UT. I said, that's not going to go very well. He said, why? I said, because University of Texas is now blue. He said, it's in Texas. I said, I know it. But parts of Texas have become blue strongholds. That's why so many were sure that Beto O'Rourke could beat Ted Cruz. He didn't. They were so sure he'd beat Governor Greg Abbott. Not going to happen. But there are pockets of blue in El Paso and in Austin, and the city council is blue. And they're all about green pie in the sky again. I said, I know that's not what you believe, is it? He shook his head, kind of dismayed, I guess. I said, but your biggest problem is going to be you've got three cousins all older than you. They all three went to and graduated with high honors at Texas A&M, which is the main villain in the eyes of UT, and UT is the main villain in the eyes of A&M students. So I said, you're going to have to explain to them why you did it. I think he's reconsidering. Good. So if we can get to some of these kids at a much younger age, by the time they get to college age or high school, they're locked in. Now, I told you the other day that there was a discussion going on one of my Facebook accounts between two women. One of them saying that, you know, this is terrible. They're going to indoctrinate our kids. And the other one said, not if they're raised right, they won't. Both of them are correct. If you raise your child to do their own thinking, they probably won't be indoctrinated one way or the other. I'm not even pushing one way. I'm just saying they will think for themselves. And that's kind of the point the mother that said all three of her kids are just fine. Well, maybe so in your home, but there are other kids. They either did not have that kind of home environment. They're more susceptible to going along to get along. They won't belong to the cult, the group. They don't be ostracized. So they are susceptible to it. So back to this curriculum teaching. Titles like Cultivating Anti-Racist and Activist in Kindergarten. Another one, decolonizing the minds of second graders. I don't know many second graders could even spell that. What do they know about colonies anyway? And another one titled, and this is one of the ones that is like that movie title I've told you before. You only need to hear the movie title, you know the entire plot. Samuel L. Jackson was in it. I watched it. Kind of a fun movie to sit and watch and just blow some time. Nothing too heavy. But here came the title, and I knew this is what it's about. Snakes on a Plane. Well, this CRT presentation is called The White People's Way. So there you go. All of this has been put together as an educational diversity equity consultant director of diversity, Randolph Carter, who is a self-described Black Panther. And he's being praised for signature projects, People of Color Conference. You don't bring people closer together every time you start pointing out you're a different color. Especially if you start trying to say, because you're not my color, you are less than, or I am more than. And again, he's getting credit for this lecture, Small Activists, Big Impact, going after the K-school students. One of the programs, the teacher is talking about that you need to be aware, this is how they're showing it up in their classroom and so forth, that you need to be aware that something you need to understand is the systemic racism in this country. You're going to have to go through that every time, aren't we? And said, otherwise you might experience a white people way pitfall. Signs of white supremacy culture, a focus on power hoarding, not being willing to share. You may say literal white tears. And what you're going to see, a policing of language about a backlash around CRT. We've seen it with white privilege and a variety of others. Yeah, because it's BS. But while they sit in their little conference rooms and they talking to other teachers and teaching them how to teach it and reach your K-school student, listen again as to how they will mold that young child's mind. They will get inside and burrow deeper and deeper. They will look for every opportunity to make sure that that child becomes part of the CRT program. When we continue, I told you there's more to hear about COVID lies and children. Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottner Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottner, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottner.com, Rottner Pest Solutions.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow than Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So previously in the hour, I was telling you about some real concerns and even direct lies from the CDC in the opinion of Dr. Peter McCullough. It's not my statement, it's his, but I know Facebook will say, oh, you said that, I did say it, because I'm reporting it. My God, can you not sit there and listen to it? You can rail against me, shout against me, but is not free speech acceptable only if you're shouting Black Lives Matter while you're burning down a black person's home? Dr. Peter McCullough is a renowned cardiologist. His own research is often cited. And I told you in the previous segment earlier in the show that vaccines were not sufficiently tested, important groups excluded, such as pregnant women, and yet they decided to go ahead and pass them along. But he said, we are finding the early COVID-19 vaccine studies potentially alarming, that this stuff is getting into human chromosomes and changing the body. He said, if it's true that it's doing this on a regular basis, we're in trouble. And he stated again, on the CDC website, it says the vaccines don't change the human genome. But more recent reports are saying that was gravely wrong and we should have had monthly safety reports to America. Through October, more than 220 million have taken the vaccine. Some against their will. Some were threatened with loss of job or being kicked out of our armed forces or out of a hospital. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, recording as many as 24,000 dying shortly after taking it, a vaccine, 34,000 having some kind of heart issue, others having disabilities. Are they all linked to the vaccine? We don't know. But a new study in The Lancet is now also pointing to multi-inflammatory syndromes in COVID-19 vaccinated children. And Dr. McCullough said some kids are on ventilators. They were perfectly healthy kids. Now they're on a ventilator fighting for their life. One of the others appearing on behalf of those gathered said, let the doctors practice medicine. Never in the history of the world has there been one protocol for every human. Please allow doctors once again to be protected to practice medicine. They're the only ones that have known the history of their patients. You cannot tell me there's one solution or protocol for every American who gets a respiratory infection right now. It's impossible. Then you're going to take their license from them, destroy their livelihood, slander them with their reputation because the doctors are holding their oath to do no harm. Please put legislation in place that can never be punished with the doctors doing their best to do no harm as they treat their patients, going with what the information they have and what the patient wants. I have a very close relative I'm extremely concerned about. About 6 weeks ago, her child came home from school with a kind of a dry hacking cough. Pretty soon, everyone in the family had it, but then it went away, except for her. She'd already been fighting some kind of inflammatory disease. They can't figure out what it is. Even Mayo Clinic cannot figure out what it is, which surprises and amazes and disgusts me at the same point, because she's suffering. Well, because of that little hack of a cold, it went into her lungs, and her lung capacity diminished tremendously. Down to less than 20%. She checked herself into the hospital, expecting to be out the following weekend. They kept her 4 days extra, got it back up to around 50%, put her on heavy doses of steroids, recently decided, okay, we can take you off of that now, and the lung capacity is dropping again. She's had both COVID shots, I assume a booster, I don't know. I don't know if the vaccine had anything to do with it or not. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to play one. But I have to say, if something's not working, do you need to look at other alternatives? If Mayo Clinic can't come up with it, I don't know. I'm praying for her life and to her to be fully restored right now. And then there's this other report that comes out from pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole. We are seeing an alteration of the innate immune response. He said we're seeing disturbing trends under the microscope. Now, again, this is a pathologist looking at the dead, slides of what they had. He said the appearance of a childhood disease in adults, an uptick in rare cancers. And other doctors are saying the same thing. He said, we all agree America does have a vitamin D crisis. And that's essential to helping your immune system. If you're not getting vitamin D, definitely get some vitamin D supplements. That's what he's recommending. That advice I do follow, and I repeat, even though I'm not the doctor. God help us all through this. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.